This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. And this is Lock and Load, and joining me for the first, it's been a while, but he's been traveling back and forth as only, well, I'm sure quite a few people actually do this, but only he's the only one I know. Joining me from DeSantis Gun Leather is Gene DeSantis. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Bill. I'm trying to keep out of the heat. It's like an oven here in Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Now, you, on a regular basis, you commute between New York and Florida.
I travel a lot, yes.
And what is that like for you? Because you're coming from, basically, it's like going from East Germany to West Germany.
Hardly. You know, there's a lot of ways to get here, and the airline tickets are not expensive, and they're plentiful, and whenever you want to come and go, you can. It's very convenient.
Oh, I know it's convenient and everything else. I'm just saying, as far as you exist in a business climate in New York, how sweltering is it to have a business in New York nowadays?
Not bad at all.
It's, really?
You know, the government is not friendly to firearms. So that being said, it's just another business. But we're paying in New York probably the highest electric rates in the country. Our property taxes are obscene. What else? Hard to get people to work for you. A lot of people now are, and it doesn't lend itself to a manufacturer, but a lot of them would like to work from home.
Right.
And we have a couple doing that, but they're hardly in the factory. They're in the office customer service area.
Right. Now, in New York City, how big of a empty office space issue do they have?
I don't know, but it's my understanding that it's really sparse. Not a good place to be.
Right.
They're paying the price already, you know, with the liberal government.
Now, Hochul seems quite intent on this green agenda.
I don't watch that too much, but right. I know she is so anti-gun, it's absolutely absurd. I mean, she changed the laws, or she had her Senate do it, and she signed off on the bill that gives everybody who formerly had a license that was only good to carry the gun to and from the range, now you're allowed to carry it anytime, anywhere. Not anywhere. Anytime of the day or night, but not anywhere.
Right.
It has become so restrictive that you can't walk into I'm exaggerating, but it's true. You can't walk into a supermarket unless there's a sign outside saying that, you know, handguns are welcome here.
Right. That's the thing. They have to have expressed permission to carry a gun, right? To have a gun.
That's why I like it so much in Florida.
Now, that's really where you see the biggest difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Anyone that wants to take a gun can, and, you know, the criminals know that. So I think they think twice before they do an armed robbery or something like that, because chances are there's going to be some return fire.
Right. All right, that's real nice. Let me get rid of that. I hope you didn't hear that. So, if you could do it, and I know we've talked about this before, logistically it would be very challenging to move DeSantis from New York to Florida, wouldn't it?
That's an understatement. The last mega machine that we got in there took, I don't know how many, a whole team of people to move it in off of a tractor trailer, and it took hours and hours to get it into its final location.
Right.
And and that's only one of several like that I have. And it's quite expensive too. Forget the cost of the machine. I remember that one, just the electric, bringing the electric in for that machine was, I think, some upward of
$27,000. Wow.
Yeah. But it's great. It earns us a lot of money.
And the smart thing would be not to see. I know with a lot of these companies, and this is primarily what I've seen with like Remington, because with a lot of people bought all of the components of Remington, but in a lot of cases they only bought the name. And in your case, that wouldn't work at all, would it?
Not really. No, I would love to move the business down to Florida, but I think theoretically, anyway, we'd have to run. We'd have to run joint businesses at each location, probably for a good 6 to 8 months to get people back online. I'd be willing to bet that the lion's share of the people we have working for us would love to go to Florida.
Really?
I believe so.
What's as far as real estate is concerned? Do you get more for your bang for your buck in Florida than you do in New York?
About the same. You know, things are changing. I got to tell you, the restaurants where I am in Southeast Florida, the restaurants can't hire enough people to run a full complement because the local help cannot rent living space nearby. It's just out of the question expensive.
Right.
So many of the restaurants go understaffed, and you know they have a lot of empty tables that they don't even try to fill.
Rough. It's just rough. It is a rough business environment out there. Now, for DeSantis, now your business is sort of booming, though, isn't it?
We're good. I don't complain. We're paying our bills, and we're making product, and life is good.
One thing that has always amazed me, and we're not going to have enough time for you to answer this, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway, and you think about the answer in the break. For you, and I know a lot of it has to do simply with the fact of your longevity in the business, but I have a very hard time going into any gun shop where they don't carry DeSantis holsters. In some way, you know, some carry more than others. Some carry just, it looks like they carry everything you offer. Some carry a selection, you know, of Glocks and all that other stuff, the main guns that everybody seems to buy. How much of a logistical challenge was it in the beginning for you? And I know that you've handed this off to Chad and his brother and everything, but you were the one that started this. How much of a logistical challenge, when we get back, was it for you to start what has turned into a gigantic dealership complex that you have for DeSantis?
All right, I'm working on the Reader's Digest version of the answer.
Okay, you work on the Reader's Digest version. DeSantis, if you're looking for DeSantis, whenever I'm looking to find out what they have, I go to DeSantis Holsters. And that takes me to DeSantisHolster.com. DeSantis Holsters, buy American made gun holsters. They have I've not found a gun they don't have a gun holster for yet. I'm sure there may be a couple, but I don't know what they're called. I'm getting ready to have a chat with Chad anyway, because he's got one that I want for one of my staccatos, and I want to stick it in some DeSantis gun leather. They're talking to Gene DeSantis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Gene DeSantis. And why am I getting a beeping there? I don't need to have a beeping. And I just asked Gene about his dealer network. What kind of legwork does somebody have to do to develop the dealer network that you have developed?
Okay, starting, let me see, it was in my third location in about, I guess, 4 or 5 years that I started. And during that time, a guy knocked on the door, a guy by the name of Eric Roberts. He was formerly working for one of my competitors, but prior to that, he was selling big pens, so he really didn't know squat about firearms or the business, per se. But he had a vengeance against the guy that he did work for. And he's coming to ask me, can you give me a job? Won't cost you anything. I work on a percentage. Whatever I sell, I get 10% or something like that. And, I said, well, you know, why not? We were down to, I think, about three or four employees at the time. Just making for local dealers and whatever retail trade, which was substantial back then. We knew everybody. Anyway, I gave him a job, and he said, well, with this crew that you have here, you're not going to be able to keep up with me. So I said, all right, I'll give it a try. You know, in 3 weeks, he proved me wrong.
Okay.
I said, I'll be able to keep up with you. In 3 weeks, he proved me wrong, and this guy was selling more than we could make. In fact, I had to go to the bank and make borrow money just to pay the increased salaries, because I hired another half a dozen people or something like that, and we were growing great guns. He knew all the local uniform dealers and gun shops around the area, and he went out and he sold every one of them, and it was probably that vengeance that he had that did it. You know, I eventually hired his daughter to be my first bookkeeper.
Right.
And we were rolling along real fast, and eventually he outgrew his local knocking on the doors of the gun shops, etc. And I made him the sales manager, and he hired a team of representatives, and they went out. We went to the first SHOT Show, and we had this team working for us. It was a small team, six or seven reps, and it just grew and grew and grew. So that's the Reader's Digest version.
Right. So it was the old-fashioned way. You went out there, and somebody was going out there, and he walked each and every place and did it all.
And it just grew.
It just grew
like crazy, yeah.
Could we do that today? Could that happen today?
It does happen, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many players. You know, when I started out, there were a dozen companies that you'd recognize the name that were making holsters. Maybe that many, probably less. But anyway, now there are a couple of hundred, maybe,
yeah.
Maybe more. So everybody takes a little piece. But what's funny is I watch some of the videos on YouTube,
right?
And so and so he's doing a video on how he designs and builds a holster, and I mean, they do a nice job, but I have to chuckle about it, because what they do in days, we do in moments, and it probably comes out a lot better.
Right. Well, I mean, your apparatus, and this is the thing about DeSantis, is like, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, how long is somebody going to wait on a holster if they go to the DeSantis website and order it?
Goes out the same day, the next day, and if it's out of inventory, which we keep an inventory of all the popular stuff, if it's out of inventory, it's a couple of weeks.
Right. So that's on the outside, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Whereas with, I ordered a holster one time. You didn't make it for this gun, right? So I was looking for this gun. And it was because of the light combo and the optic. That's why you didn't make it. And I just wanted to see how long this was going to take to make it. So I ordered it from a place called Tier 1. 13 weeks. 13 weeks.
Well, there are other things, too, that, I'll give you, for instance, a good friend of mine, you know, we're buddies for over 50 years, and he has like a gazillion of my holsters. He went and bought one from someone, a company in Eastern Europe.
Right.
He got the thing weeks and weeks later, and it was for a 4-inch Model 19. It just didn't work. The sights were digging in, and it just wasn't formed properly. we went out to lunch one day and he brought it over. I said, nah, you know what? Give me that thing. I'll take care of it. So I gave it our process. It was already sewn up. And, you know, I look at the thing and I can't believe people spend the money they spend on this trash. I mean, it looked like it was done by a gross amateur.
Right.
And it didn't fit. And he's using it now. I cleaned it up and I made it fit. It works perfectly, but it needed some fine DeSantis alteration.
Well, I mean, but one of the things with leather holsters that I've found, and I've seen some of the, like, I've noticed that these leather holsters from Eastern Europe, they all come with this little kit that you have to rub all over the leather. You have to jam your gun into it and then rub the leather with it. And I guess it makes the leather pliable to where it finally fits and everything, right?
Hogwash.
I'm just sitting there going,
well, I got to tell you one from breakfast this morning.
Sure, tell me.
I'm out with a buddy of mine who makes knives.
Right.
And he hooked up with a guy that was on Forging and Fire, one of the, not the finalist, the one that $10,000. He was one of the finalists. And he hooked up with him and he goes over there a couple of times a week and he makes knives and he's just loving it because it's a fun thing. And he's making his own leather sheaths for them. And they have a sewing machine there. And he tells me what his buddy that owns the forge has an old fashioned frying pan that you heat up with a self-heating thing. You plug it in, it's an electric one. And he puts some paraffin wax in there, and they soak the finished sheath in the stitched up sheath into the paraffin wax, and then they mold it. And I said, what the frick are you doing? Are you crazy? Why didn't you just ask me? I mean, I've been doing this stuff for over 50 years. I could have told you exactly how to do it.
Well, hang on.
This nonsense.
Hang on. Before you get into that, we're going into the next break. Listening to Gene DeSantis. Gene's got some stories. Boy, Gene's got some stories. So when we get back, we'll hear about how this holster turned out and everything else. Find them at DeSantisHolster.com. Whatever, if it's on the website and it's in stock, goes out the next day, no waiting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The grand jury that was hearing evidence on former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election is apparently done for the day. The panel met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C., but it's not clear at this time if they voted on an indictment. The man charged with New York's Gilgo Beach serial killings showed no emotion in court today. Michael Brown is Rex Huerman's attorney.
We're going to defend this case in a courtroom. In the courtroom we just were in, where we had 12 fair and impartial jurors, where where we have a fair and impartial judge.
Brown says there has been thousands of leads in the case that he has not yet seen. Federal health officials are warning of deadly fungal meningitis outbreaks at border medical clinics in Mexico. A Texas woman who died this week after going there to get plastic surgery is just the latest. That's according to the CDC, which has put the death toll at 10. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Gene DeSantis, and he was just telling me about this holster rescue he did, which those kind of things. Can you finish that story for me?
Which one? The one that came in from Eastern Europe?
With the paraffin wax.
The
knife sheath with the paraffin wax.
That was the most ridiculous thing. I don't know where they got the idea that they needed to soak the leather in the paraffin wax to mold it. I mean, I'm not giving away any trade secrets. You wet it with warm water, you let it dry out a little bit, and it becomes very pliable. But
right.
You molded it. It's not a secret. But they were doing it the wrong way. But I'll tell you what I supplied them. He was tickled to death to get it. They make a lot of the handles out of stacked leather washers,
right.
Lack of a better thing to call them. You know, like the old K-bar knives that the Marine Corps used. Stack leather, and then they glue it up, I guess, and then, you know, after that they sand it and round it just the way they want it. Well, we throw out so much leather from in between that there's only so much you can. It looks like spaghetti after we cut up a sheet of leather, but some of the stuff we're cutting up before we throw it away at these little washers for the knife handles. I sent him a box full of those things, probably 5 pounds. It'll be a year's supply or maybe 10-year supply. I don't know. But they were thrilled to get them. It's another thing that we would have thrown out. It would have gone into the trash, and we made some use out of it. So I'm even going to consider selling those to some of the knife suppliers.
Well, I mean, I've got some of your keychains, right, with the DeSantis logo on them. And those right there are sort of is that leather that you have decided would this be considered leftover leather that you reconditioned
it would be waste. Yeah, absolutely waste.
Waste.
So rather than let it go out in chunks that are big enough, we just cut the keychains or other small parts that we need.
Right.
And the only thing that's left is spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Anyway, one thing I want to say about gun belts, my DeSantis gun belt is the one belt when I've finally gotten to a size to where I can wear a gun belt again, and it's my DeSantis gun belt. And I like that better than the ratcheting gun belts. What do you think about the ratcheting gun belts? You going to do one of those?
I've not tried it. No.
You like the old traditional belt, just to, you know.
I'm a purist.
There's nothing wrong with being a purist.
Old school.
Now, one thing I noticed is that you guys have started making a chest rig for, a lot of people make chest rigs for the bigger pistols for, like, camping and everything, so you can have your gun close at hand in case a grizzly bear decides to make a snack out of it.
Yeah, but the latest thing is we make some in Kydex now.
Well, what?
But the chest rigs, we've been making them from Model 29, the 6.5 and the 8 3/8.
Right.
And the bigger bore guns, the 500 and 460 SFWs, those things are heavy. I mean, you can't schlep that thing without some real comfort.
Right.
And for those leather rigs, the strap that goes across your shoulder is a copy of the strap that was on my golf bag. Only we made it out of nice materials, and it's heavily padded,
right.
So you can spread the weight of that big gigantic revolver.
Do you make any
shoulder?
Do you make any holsters yet that fit the Poly 80 trigger guard? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. Unless it starts selling in realistic numbers, we'll do it. That's the one that used to be the unfinished one. You had to drill a few holes in.
Yeah.
I should have gotten one of those, made it into a 22 or something.
You can still get them. You could still do it. You're in Florida. You could do it all day long.
That's you've got a point.
You probably could go down and pick one up at a convenience store. It's the gunshine state.
Gunshine state. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I hear them call it anyway. That's what I hear them call it. I'm just, as far as the trend, where's everything going right now? What do you think?
I don't know. Pocket guns mostly.
Really?
I mean, everybody wants a 9mm that you can put in the palm of your hand, carry in your pocket, no one sees it. I know you like those big guns to put on on your belt, but
I just don't. A little gun is just a little too little. I mean, the smallest gun that I can carry and I feel okay carrying it is the Glock 26.
Oh well, why not a 43? It's a lot thinner.
It's a lot thinner, but it carries less rounds. Plus, I can put a.
So you get an extra magazine. What's the big deal? The 26, although we make them, it's not a good holster for me. It's not a good gun to holster in a pocket holster.
No.
It's just too heavy.
Too thick.
The 43, on the other hand, you can. And that's something that you're going to take with you when you might not bring that 26 with you.
Right.
Depending on how you're dressing, of course.
So what kind of gun do you carry? Or can you tell me?
I have a Colt, I think it's called a Colt Pony 380.
Right.
It's a double action gun.
Right.
And it's basically the size. It's a lightweight gun, and it works great. And, I've had a couple of the Rugers, the LCPs, and it's about the same size. And I always go back to the Colt. I just like the feel of it. Not to mention that it was worked over. And it will probably feed empty brass. It's just that good.
I don't mean anything by this. I would have thought that you would have looked real hard at the Sig P365.
I had one. I sold it right away. And the trigger just didn't feel right to me.
Right.
I had one of the SAS models. And it was very short-lived. I don't think I put a box of ammo through it.
The gun grip on it is just a little too much for me. My fingers wrap around it way too much. I'm used to my Glock knuckle happening in one spot. And it works with every other gun. It's the same spot. With that gun, I was wrapping too much of my hand around. It's just a little too small.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
You got to be comfortable with it. Right. Otherwise, you're not gonna carry it.
I'm going to tell you what the new hotness is. The new hotness is the Staccato CS.
Well, I spoke to Chad about that yesterday. Apparently, we are making several holes to shoot out already. And as the demand increases, we'll open it up and make others.
Pretty soon,
if you guys probably make Kydex holsters too.
Yeah, if you made some Kydex holsters, that would be that. Because
you know what, Bill, the way we make them, it's tooling intensive, and they come out markedly better than most. I won't say all, but most. And I'll give you or your listeners the same something to compare them to. Look at one of mine, and then look at forget the way it fits. Mine is like a glove, but look at the edges, the outer edges on ours. Compare it to anything that's out there being made now, today. And you'll see, I won't tell you what it is, but you'll see the difference. It's like day and night.
I'm looking at the Intimidator looks like a good holster to me.
And do we have a registration on that word?
The Intimidator 2.0.
Smith & Wesson just came out with their Equalizer. When I was in the movie theater watching Denzel Washington the very first time, before I left that theater, I sent a text message to my son. I said, Equalizer, the next poster we make that, get a trademark on it.
The Equalizer.
And somehow it slipped between the cracks, and we never followed up on it. We put in the initial application, met some minor resistance, and we didn't follow through. That was a spectacular name. I'm glad Smith & Wesson got it if I had to lose it.
Will you hang on for me one more time? We got one more break.
Sure.
We're talking to Gene DeSantis from DeSantisHolster.com. You don't wait when you order with him. It's coming to you next day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantisHolster.com right now in Florida, as he is trying to stay out of the heat. How hot is it down there in Florida?
Well, the heat factor, or whatever they call it, it's wind chill in New York, or the heat index, I guess it is. It's well over 100 degrees.
Right.
And if you should be fortunate and unfortunate enough to have to leave your car outside, I had my car parked for, I guess, about an hour or so before, and it was in the sun. I couldn't find a shady spot. I was away from home, and I got back into the car. It took 10 minutes to cool it down. It was just like an oven.
Right.
Nothing compared to Las Vegas right now and Phoenix. They're really suffering.
Well, how hot is it getting in Vegas right now?
Oh, I 118 or some ridiculous thing. Oh, wow. One of my friends just got back, and he was saying he just couldn't tolerate it.
I've got a question for you, and I know that you have seen it in and out over and over again. You started in the mid-70s in your kitchen table, right?
Early 70s, 72.
So, you know, I was 11 when that started, just to put a little context in it. Gene is a little older than me. I don't know if you would have been in and out of high school before I ever got there. So anyway, let's forget about that part of it. With what, I know that for 47 months straight, there's been 1 million or more guns sold each month for 47 months straight. And yet, I am told that that the gun industry is hard hit right now. That it is slammed and everybody's very, very nervous about it. I want your impression of this particular time. What do you think of that?
Well, put it this way. 2 years prior to Obama leaving office, it was probably maybe double the business we have today.
Right.
But thank God, for me anyway, we have tons of military and OEM work. So even if it slows down, we're never hurting too badly. I'll give you just a for instance. Just the other day, we got an order in for another 10,000 knife sheets.
Right.
So those numbers are substantial. It keeps you busy. We were doing a job for Buck Knives. They designed something. I hope it's Buck. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
They designed something for the SEAL teams, and we're just finishing up the first 1,000 Kydex holsters for that. And we actually, Chad went out to the knife show and took it around, took a sample of the SEAL team sheath to a number of different knife makers there. And he brought in quite a bit of business. So we like to be diversified.
Gotcha. But I mean,
here we kept very busy with a huge job out of Ukraine. Well, we didn't sell it directly to Ukraine. It was one of the American manufacturers of a certain piece of equipment.
Right.
And our leather holster goes with it. Not leather, a nylon holster, rather, goes with it. That's always a good thing when some of the same equipment. I won't mention what it is. I don't want my competitors to get an earful. When we package it with that piece of equipment, and it goes into a place like NYPD, for instance, they buy the whole unit. If they had separated the holster from the equipment, it would have been made out of China.
Hmm.
And they would have gotten junk. So it's a good thing. It works well for the consumer as well as the manufacturer.
Have you ever seen a time when the business was worse than it is now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've had some real hard times in the past.
Was it time during in the early 90s when they were moving towards the omnibus crime bill and all the bans and all the other things, the magazines and all that other stuff, where did you have a flurry of things being bought and sold prior to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate to see it happen, but every time there's, God help it, we should not have another one, a mass shooting, there's always a spike in business. Whenever there's some legislation being written or considered to ban certain, even assault rifles, our business spikes.
Right.
So yes, you know, we're very sensitive to politics.
With your setup and with your machinery and everything, if something were to happen and there's a mad rush on it, how long does it take you to? You can recover from that almost instantaneously, can't you? I mean, it's going to take a minute.
What do you mean by mad rush? You mean a big, huge increase in business?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, we can handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's never been your issue.
No, I think we have now somewhere around 120 or 130 employees. And during the last year of Obama, I always refer back to that because that was like the best thing that ever happened to the firearms industry. During that period of time, we had over 200 people, and of those 200, there were probably 75 to 100 of them working, not mandatory, I never make it mandatory,
right,
but overtime. And they did from Christmas to Christmas overtime without stopping. So that was, he did the greatest thing. And just the thought of Hillary getting into office, I mean, it was a boom.
I very rarely buy anything as far as the hardware is concerned during the boom because I don't know. Do your prices go up during the booms when these booms happen?
No,
I know that,
no.
You know, like a no, standard no. AR-15 suddenly goes for $2,000 if you can get it and, you know, buy it at Academy Sports and sell it on GunBroker during those times.
And then when the law changes, the dealers wind up with a lot of black guns, you know, in inventory that aren't selling. Not black.
Well, that's what happened with in 2016, isn't it? Everybody knew it was going to be Hillary.
Yeah, bye, and then they just sat there.
And then Trump wins it, and for what? I mean, when Trump won, that didn't mean the Second Amendment was safe and sound because they started all kinds of assaults on it in various places, but. Then the AR-15 market cratered, didn't it? I mean, they couldn't give them away.
It did. Yeah, they weren't, well, I don't know about giving them away, but they sat with a lot of inventory. It probably hurt their pocketbooks real bad, too.
Yeah. Well, I suspect a few distributors who probably got real heavy on those. They were sitting around wondering what to do with them. And still, if you go into certain places still today, when I ask certain people, they'll tell me the AR-15 market seems a little bit depressed. I don't get that. I really don't, but that's what they say.
Well, I have a number of AR-15s, and I enjoy shooting that so much more than its rival, the AK. I don't know why that is, but I love that AR-15.
The AK is the AK is
crude.
It's crude and it's designed to be fired fully automatic. Firing it semi-automatic is bad, whereas it's the exact opposite with the AR. It is most accurate when you're firing semi-automatic, and if you had a fully automatic way to go, the back end and the front end, they just jump around. We used to call that the chatter switch when I was in the Army. What was the weapon when you were in the military?
When I trained, it was M14.
Did you guys ever fire that on full automatic? Oh, that must have been some fun.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. The muzzle climb was ridiculous. And we all, we also fired the M16 just for familiarization, because they were sending, everybody had to fire that before. That's what was overseas.
Right.
They weren't using the M14s, which I loved. I loved that gun. That was just like the greatest gun I've ever fired, was that M14.
Yeah. We're running out of time, Mr. DeSantis. We'll have to talk about trains another time. Gene does some adventures with trains nowadays that seem quite good. DeSantisHolster.com. I got a gun in today, Gene. I got a Staccato C2. I know you have some holsters for it. I'm calling Chad tomorrow to find out exactly
He's in Chattanooga, Tennessee right now, but he'll be back in a day or two.
Well, then I'm going to call him in a day or two, and then we're going to have that chat, because I'm looking for a couple of holsters for this C2 that would also work with my CS as well. But anyway, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. I know that it is real hard to stay cool there.
What can I tell you? It's been a real slice.
Thank you, sir.
Hour
number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.